Leonard Bud Lommel's story begins with his family, humble strivers who epitomized the American dream. His Scandinavian parents made the dangerous journey across the Atlantic Ocean, searching for a better life in America. Their strong work ethic and commitment to each other enabled them to overcome enormous hardship, including the Great Depression. Raised amid these struggles, Bud developed the traits that reflected his family's core values. Many of these traits, athletic ability, fierce competitiveness, unbounded energy, and a willingness to sacrifice for others, would later come in handy on D-Day. Bud's parents, George Lommel and Pauline Peterson, belonged to a massive wave of immigrants, almost 14 million total, who flooded America's shores in the last four decades of the 19th century. Pauline fled Drammen, Norway in 1887. George left Stockholm, Sweden in March of the following year. Improved, cheaper transportation made this great movement of people possible. The steamship, for example, cut the transatlantic journey from 3 months to a mere 6 days. By 1890, roughly 15% of the American population, 9 million people, was foreign-born and becoming more diverse than ever. While so-called old immigrants had come from Northern and Western Europe, the vast majority of new immigrants hailed from Southern and Eastern Europe. Irish, English, Germans, and Scandinavians now made up only 60% of all immigrants, while many newcomers included Italians, Poles, Eastern European Jews, and Asians. Despite these differences, George and Pauline resembled most other immigrants escaping the old world's dismal conditions for the new world's infinite promise. As modernization and urbanization swept America, its emerging industrial empire required a large pool of cheap labor. Speculators and steamship lines, eager to promote business, capitalized on the moment by advertising exaggerated tales of an exceptional country whose streets were paved with gold. Like many immigrants, George would confront the stark reality behind such rosy promises. A railroad company offered him a job fresh off the boat, then loaded him and dozens of other immigrants, like cattle, into a boxcar for the long trip to Chicago, where he was scheduled to begin the backbreaking job of laying track to extend the railroad's reach into the West. By the time he arrived in Chicago, however, all of his possessions had been stolen. Things only got worse when the locals assaulted him as security guards looked on unconcerned. Penniless, bruised, and hungry, George and a friend stole a loaf of stale bread used to feed horses. The bakery owner was neither sympathetic nor amused and quickly had them arrested and sent to jail. Someone from the railroad bailed him out, but this series of unfortunate events convinced George that he did not want to live in the Midwest. He rode a freight train back to Boston, where he vowed to restart his life in America. The move turned out to be fortuitous, because it was in Boston where he met his future wife. Pauline Peterson had grown up on a farm in Norway, one of 16 children, 8 boys and 8 girls, including 2 sets of twins. She came to the United States with the same high hopes as George. It is unclear precisely how they met, but George and Pauline married in 1890. Census records reveal that they had 3 children, Gertrude, 1897, Richard, 1899, and Ruth, 1900. George received his citizenship papers on August 21, 1897. At some point shortly after Ruth was born, George moved his family to New York. In 1910, they show up in New York State census records in Kings County on the southwestern tip of Long Island, and in Brooklyn in 1920, where they settle down into a growing and vibrant Scandinavian community. Keeping their noses to the grindstone, the Lommels eventually created a decent life for themselves and their children. George held a steady job as a painter for an Irish contractor, while Pauline juggled multiple jobs to stay afloat, cleaning office buildings, toiling in laundries, and even working as a maid. Husband and wife balanced each other out, with George the more gregarious partner. In addition to painting landscapes and portraits in oil and watercolor, George enjoyed playing the piano, violin, cello, and flute. Bud described his father as a true extrovert who treasured good company and good conversation. He loved to sing, play his music, and share his happiness with those around him, and he relished all kinds of sports, especially boating, fishing, skiing, hiking, and swimming. But most of all, Bud said, he loved having his family around him. Although more of an introvert, Pauline ruled the Lamell home. Bud described her as a physically and mentally strong woman. While George had a sensitive and soft-spoken nature, Pauline acted more tough, unafraid to use her hand to enforce discipline. She selflessly devoted her energies to keeping the family together and handling all household finances. Each week, everyone turned over their salaries to her. She then used them to pay for rent, utilities, and food. Always resourceful, Pauline made sure to find additional sources of income for her family. She maintained a large garden to grow and can vegetables. By the early 1900s, she started a commercial laundry and rented a guest house, offering room and board to lodgers. Needless to say, it was Pauline who made most of the important family decisions, and, Bud noted, she was very rarely wrong.